The Sundance Institute Theater Lab will present an evening of work-in-progress musical theater in Massmocha's Club B10 tomorrow. That's November 14th at 8 o'clock. The Sundance Institute's renowned theater program has produced and molded many future Broadway and off-Broadway hits through their incubation process. This is the fifth year they've partnered with Massmocha. This year, they will present three in-progress musicals, including a new work from Adam Gettle and Craig Lewis. The Tony Award-winning composer, lyricist, and Obie Award-winning playwright creators of Light in the Piazza re-teamed to reimagine a story that tells of a love affair between two average Americans torpedoed by alcoholism. Adam Gettle joins us now along with Philip Himberg, who is the producing artistic director of Sundance Institute Theater Program, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Adam and Philip to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
Very nice to have you both here. So how did this project come about? At least, Philip, let's start with you of how this all got underway.
Sure. The Sundance Institute Theater Program has an open submission policy where people send us their work, and we have about six or seven different laboratories each year to accommodate and support them. This particular lab at Massmocha is focused on music theater and also work created by ensembles, and we look both for new artists with whom we have not yet worked and also alumni who are continuing to write new stuff. And so I checked in with Adam and Craig Lucas some months ago and just asked if they had something in the pipeline that might for which Massmocha might be useful for 2 weeks. And they were very, very early on in the process of writing this new piece and said, we're not ready for actors yet, but we really could use time to be together away from, you know, the big city to just sit and write and think and talk about it between ourselves and with some dramaturgical support. And so we invited them to come and join us for these 2 weeks up here in North Adams.
So, Adam, talk us... Give us a sense of the beginning of this project and what you have now and what you're hoping to accomplish.
Well, you know, it's funny, when we did The Light in the Piazza and developed that at the Sundance at a Sundance lab like this, we had exactly the same amount. I had about six songs and about four lyrics. Pardon me. And Craig is starting sort of at the top, and it's a wonderfully productive place to be because everything is possible and you don't have any of your stuff around, either psychological or material to distract you or worry you. There's really only one thing to do, and that's just sort of say, what if this, what if that? And that's what this lab has always been for me, and it's probably been where I've started most of my work in the last 10 or 15 years.
Talk a little bit about how this is based on a 1958 teleplay.
Well, we are in the process of making, you know, of solidifying the rights, so I can't really talk about the title or anything like that. It's something people may know, but I think maybe more importantly, it's a story that is focusing on alcohol and what it does to a really beautiful and promising love affair between two beautiful and promising people. But because we've so been there and so done that in our culture now, it's really a metaphor for what dependency on anything can do to a relationship. And I think it's a very intimate look at that. I think where we're headed is not the most realistic, naturalistic take. I think we're really going fairly deep into the emotions, and I think I can say from the composer's point of view, it's going to be for pretty good singers who can do lots of stuff. And it's just it's a privilege to get to write into this idea.
Now, Philip, this is one of three in-progress musicals that will be on display tomorrow.
That's correct. You know, on display is a funny word because we normally don't do public programming with our labs, but our relationship with Mass MoCA is a very, very special one. And we really want to honor it and honor this community. This institution, as I'm sure all of your listeners know, is unparalleled in this country, both in terms of its scope and in terms of its aesthetic quality. And so we feel like real partners here at Mass MoCA, and when we are invited, we agree that midway through, we'll share very informally with the Mass MoCA audience what we're doing and what the process is about. Sundance is all about risk and experimentation. I have no agenda for these projects. I encourage people to play in the sandbox, which is very much what Mass MoCA is about as well. And so the other two projects, one is by another alum of Sundance, Kirsten Childs, who is the book writer and lyricist and composer of a piece that is set in the 19th century and is kind of a fantasy, a fun, wonderful fantasy with some serious overtones about an African-American woman who leaves Tupelo, Mississippi and makes her way across the country by train to join her Buffalo Soldier as a mail-order bride and the people she meets along the way. So we will hear three songs performed by the actors that are here from Bella, that's the name of the show, Bella. And the other piece is quite different. It's the story based on truth. I believe it was an NPR story at one point, of a slaughterhouse in Iowa. It was a kosher slaughterhouse in a tiny, tiny town called Postville, which was raided by the federal authorities. And it really destroyed a community that was very diverse in an otherwise not diverse state. There were, you know, Hasidic community that was running the slaughterhouse. It was kosher. There was a lot of undocumented workers who were from Guatemala primarily who were working in the slaughterhouse, and then obviously a very, very kind of white bread American town surrounding it. And so this piece, which is emanating from a band that's here, you can maybe hear them in the background playing. This is a piece where the piece is emanating from the music itself, and the playwright Corey Hinkle is writing from the music that the band creates. So that band will play three songs from that piece called Clandestino as well tomorrow night. And Adam's just going to share some of his process and play some recordings from some demos of what he's in process with tomorrow. So you'll hear all three pieces and all the artists speaking a little bit about their work and where they are.
In the production of something like this, Adam, how does this help in the process?
Well, this is the formative time when it's especially helpful to have this kind of focus and this sort of privacy and the luxury of being around really great artists, other artists who are doing very different projects. I think almost every time I've been at the lab, I've ended up with enough to launch the piece and move on to the next stage. And I wanted to say that it sounds very kind of hoity-toity, like we are being so beautifully treated here. And this building itself, Mass MoCA, is so inspiring to work in. But this is a building that made useful things in its history. And we want to make something that's useful. In fact, our piece is already designed to be small and really producible. Only three people in the band and seven on stage. We want to make things that function in the world. It's not just sort of like art for art's sake or anything like that.
Is that important for you in what you do of having that kind of mentality when it comes to producing something?
It absolutely is. I designed from the beginning that it's economical on every level it can be, and that it has some universality and some appeal. You often hear people say, I'm not writing for anyone else, and I just never have really gotten with that. I mean, I'm writing from myself for everyone else.
You know, and I feel like, you know, just before this phone call, we were talking about the history of this amazing building and what was created here. And, you know, that tells an amazing story, right? An extraordinary story. And that's what Sundance is really about. You know, we're supporting storytellers. That's what Robert Redford founded the Institute for theater and for film especially. And when I was asked about, you know, are there any themes that are interesting to us, we don't ever select things based on themes or a particular idea for a lab. But when I look at these three pieces, you know, I think about themes of displacement and themes of resilience. which I think are really important stories that are being being told to us every day right now if we pick up the paper and look at what's happening in the world. So I like to think that these artists are here to communicate things to audiences that will make them think and feel things and question things, which is really the basis of all good theater.
And how much do you oversee from beyond this point?
Well, once the plays leave Sundance, you know, we don't have any, you know, official or formal relationship with them. We will oftentimes bring things back to another program if it's ready for another go. So, for example, Adam and Craig wrote pieces of The Light in the Piazza at our UCross Foundation retreat, which is just a pen-to-paper retreat out in Wyoming. And then sometime later, they came back with a script that was ready for actors. That sometimes happens, that we will have multiple touch points with a piece. But, you know, we don't have any ownership. We don't have any financial relationship with them. We watch them sort of fly off, and we welcome an alumnus or alumna calling us and saying, I need your help again. And we are happy to come back and do that if we can.
The Sundance Institute Theater Lab will present an evening of work in progress musical theater in Massmocha's Club B10 tomorrow. That's November 14th at 8 o'clock. To find out more, just go to massmocha.org, massmocha.org. Adam Gettle and Philip Himberg, I thank you very much for joining us this morning. Best of luck with your work and good luck tomorrow.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Again, more information at massmocha.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.